This is Novel Marketing. I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr., sitting in for James L. Rubart, who is still sick with the plague. And this is the show for novelists who want to become best-selling authors. Jim doesn't really have the plague, but he does have a terrible flu. And so I'm solo, doing this episode solo, yet again. And today we're going to be talking about the Enclave Files. This is episode 2 of the Enclave Files. So for those of you who've been listening for a while, you know that back in episode 54, we talked about how I started working as the marketing director for Enclave Publishing, helping them with marketing. And I laid out some of the things that we are going to start doing, some of the things we're going to change with Enclave Publishing. And we promised back then that we would do a follow-up episode to talk about what worked and what didn't. So this is the dreaded accountability episode to talk about what worked, what didn't, and see what you can learn from our successes and our failures. So for a little bit of background, for those of you new to the show, Enclave Publishing is the premier publisher for Christian science fiction and Christian fantasy. So, or we like to say Christian fantasy and science fiction, not to confuse it with the Church of Christian Science, which is a totally different thing. So anyway, it's a very small niche, right? Fantasy is a niche, Christian is a niche, and Christian fantasy and science fiction is the overlapping of those two niches, which brings strengths and weaknesses, challenges to what we're doing. The best strength is that we have a passionate fan base. It's a publishing company that people are fans of. Readers are fans of. Most readers don't care about most publishers. In fact, I imagine even you listening, and y'all are industry insiders, you probably could name the publisher for your favorite author. Think of your favorite author and then wonder, who's the publisher for that author? My guess is for most of you, you can't think of the publisher. You may have it within a few guesses, but publishers generally don't have a strong brand, whereas Enclave Publishing has a strong brand, which is one of the reasons why I was excited to work with them, because as a publishing company, they're a publishing company that means something. So we talked in the last episode about, or in the last episode of the Enclave Files, about some of the things we're going to try. So one of the things that we did was we started to record videos. I would do some coaching with authors, and we would record them pitching their book into their laptop's computer screen. And this was not a success when it comes to selling books, because as videos are concerned, they just didn't spread. They didn't get very many views. I think our best viewed video got a few hundred views. They were very great practice for the authors to help them refine their pitch, because they would spend a lot of time on this video. And once they had their pitch down, it helped them for the rest of their promotion on the radio and in person, because they could pitch the book very quickly. But it was not worth it. So this is one of the things that I would check on the would not do again category. It wasn't a complete waste, but it was not as valuable as it could have been. The next thing that we did was cleaned up my book table. We talked about this in the last episode. This was a great success. It forced us to make sure every book was on every platform, and it was the impetus we needed to get all of the books reformatted and put into the iBook store, which I'm a big fan of. I really like iBooks as a store, and it's a great platform. And so my book table has made the Enclave Publishing website very browsable and very discoverable. So once someone finds one of our books and likes it, it's not uncommon for them to come to the website and browse what else we have. And my book table makes that very easily. In fact, you can see what it looks like if you want to see for yourself. EnclavePublishing.com is the website. So the main thing I talked about was email. We switched to a weekly format for email, and we didn't get complaints. It didn't explode in our face, but we found that sending out a weekly email was a whole lot more work. And so for a company, more work means more money, because you have to pay somebody to put those emails together. And we weren't getting enough of a return for the amount of effort, because we didn't really have that much new content to put together for an email. So we ended up pulling back, and we've gone back to a monthly email. And I will say, I'm going to talk about how we doubled, more than doubled the email list in a year. So we doubled the email list. You can listen to our episode a couple episodes back about how to get your list to 10,000 subscribers. I think it's episode 72. We used a lot of those techniques, but I want to talk specifically about a couple that were very effective for us. One was a contest, and I think we did talk about this in that earlier episode, so I won't talk about it too much, but we gave away a lifetime supply or a year's supply of Enclave books. These were e-books, so it cost very little for us to give them away. But they had a street value of $300, $350. So it was a great gift, but what was really good about it, and this is the key thing I want you to hear, is that it's only interesting to the people who'd be interested in our future books. So we weren't attracting, you know, the Amish romance readers, right? These were, the prize was Christian fantasy and Christian science fiction. And so if you're not into those genres, you're not going to enter the contest. And so we got tons of people applying who are opening our emails and are buying our books. The other thing that we did using the plugin SumoMe is that it's a viral plugin. So when somebody enters the contest, they get an entry for free. But you can get 5 additional entries for each additional person you get to enter the contest. And so we had some folks who would get dozens of their friends, and their friends would get friends, and it spread on its own without us having to pay very much money in advertising. So, it wasn't SumoMe. It was King Sumo was the giveaway tool that we used. It's a sister plugin to SumoMe. So SumoMe we also used, and it, which is why I got them confused. So SumoMe is had this. It's a free plugin that pops up in the corner, and it would say, "Hey, would you like a free book? Sign up for our newsletter," and that doubled our subscription rate. So we didn't just double the overall list; we also doubled the rate of growth on a monthly basis, just off of our regular traffic, with a very humble pop-up. It wouldn't pop up right away. It wouldn't pop up for everyone. If you X'd it out, it wouldn't pop up again for you for a certain amount of time, and it only popped in the corner of the screen. And when it did pop, it popped with something that you wanted, a free book. And one of the things we changed is we swapped out, and now we're giving away our most popular book, By Darkness Hid by Jill Williamson, which has proven to be the crack cocaine of Christian fantasy. You can't just read, and I'll warn you, if any of you want to get that book, which you can get for free on EnclavePublishing.com, just be warned that you will fall in love with those characters, and there is about 80% chance you will go on to buy books 2 and books 3 because the book is just that good. In fact, it was one of the books that I had read and was a fan of before I had ever talked with anyone from this company. So it was a famous book that had reached me as a fan of the genre before. So we doubled the email list through a combination of the contests, the pop-up, and then we also worked with a website called Noise Trade, where we would give away books for free in exchange for people's email addresses, and we paid for a promotion through there, and that was very effective. Now, Noise Trade was particularly effective for us because the people who use Noise Trade are younger folks, whose our audience is a younger audience, and so I'm a big fan of Noise Trade. For those of you not familiar with noisetrade.com, it's a place where you can legally get free music. So it started off as a music site where a band would put an album for free in exchange for getting your email address and your zip code, and then they would email you if they were in your area. So if you're a new band getting started, it was a great way to get fans, to build your fan base, and so that when you went on tour, you had people to hear you sing. And they extended it now to authors with the same model. I give you my book for free, and it works great if you have a series because you give book 1 away for free, you get their email address, and then hopefully they buy books 2 and 3 after they finish reading book 1. Now, the biggest shift that we made in terms of strategy is going perma-free, and we had a lot of discussions in the company about whether or not to do this. And we finally decided to experiment with it, and we took 9 books free. They were all the first books in a series, and it was an overwhelming success. The number of sales for books 2 and 3 in those series more than doubled. And so if we do some real quick math here, if sales of book 2 doubles, that already pays for the sales of book 1, assuming they all sell about the same. And if sales of book 3 also double, then that's additional revenue just right on the top. But they more than doubled. The sales went through the roof. And then we combined the perma-free strategy with BookBub giveaways. So for those of you not familiar with BookBub, BookBub has an email list of hundreds of thousands of readers. So you're trying to build your email list, and it's really important because you can send to them very inexpensively. But BookBub, you can pay them to send an email promoting your book to their huge list. And it really does make a difference. We tried BookBub and a lot of their competitors and compared the prices and the results, and BookBub was the cheapest on a per sales and a per giveaway basis. So they're the most expensive in the fixed amount of money you have to pay up front, but you reach so many more people that on a per person basis, they were actually the cheapest giveaway. Now, the downside with BookBub is that you have to apply. So we wouldn't get all of our books approved. But one of the benefits of being a publishing company is it's a little bit easier, I think, for our books to get approved. We'd submit a whole list and we get quite a few of them approved because, you know, we have that reputation and we are traditionally a traditional publishing company, even though we're using all of these kind of edge tactics. So it combined. So the results as far as this check-in have been very positive. Revenue is up quite a bit. I can't say how much, but I will say the graphs for sales are up and to the right quite a bit, which has been very encouraging. So this was kind of a chance. I had my bluff called, you know, to work for a publishing company. And not all of the ideas worked, but enough of them worked so that overall growth is there. And we've built a system now where we're growing our email list very quickly, much faster than we were before. And so I'm optimistic that pretty soon we will really find more and more of fans of our genre, because once someone buys one of our books, they're really great books. And I know I'm a biased person to say this, but our readers really attest. The reason they stay on our list is that they want to know about new books. Some of our most popular emails are a cover reveal, where we reveal the new covers for the next season of books, and we release our books in seasons. And so people really want to see that. They're very excited about what new books are coming. In terms of the future, things I'm optimistic about, Facebook has recently released a new change to their advertising platform so that you can do and targeting, which is for us magical because we want people who are readers of Christian fiction and are nerds. And so before, we either could target, you know, Christian readers or we could target nerds, but there was no way to target the overlap between those two audiences. You know, Jeff Gehrke, the founder of the company back in the day, described our audience as Christians who go to Comic-Con, which is the big nerd convention where people dress up in costumes like superheroes and space aliens and what have you. And we wanted to reach those people, the folks who would go to Comic-Con and then go to church on Sunday. And now with Facebook advertising, we can find those folks, which is, I think they will be very excited to learn about us because most fans of the genre don't realize that there's more Christian fantasy, more Christian science fiction being made and books that are really well written and fun to read. And so I think we'll be able to reach out to quite a few more readers, really build that niche. Because as we said in the last episode, if you're one in 1,000 on the internet, there's a million other people just like you. So maybe only 1 in 1,000 folks are fans of Christian fantasy and Christian science fiction, but that's an audience of a million people. And, you know, if we can reach just a fraction of that or, you know, grow to find a larger fraction of that, I think it'll continue causing our sales to go up. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Most of these tactics are things that you can do yourself. SumoMe is a free plugin. King Sumo is, I think, $100 plugin, but it's a one-time cost. And so once you buy it, you can keep using it, which is one of the reasons why I went with that plugin. Rather than some of the services that are like $30 every month, I didn't want to pay a monthly fee. My Book Table, you can add to your website. The base version of that is free. There's a paid version that gives you additional features. And if you listen to this show for any length of time, you've heard us talking about it. And then perma-free as a tactic I think you can use if you have a series of books. So for those of you who are just getting started writing, one piece of advice I would give you is to start thinking about your writing in terms of series. Series are much easier to sell. If you can sell somebody on book one and they fall in love with your characters, they fall in love with your world, it's much easier to sell them on book two. And so you sell a lot more books that way. And you can start to experiment with tactics like perma-free. So perma-free doesn't work well if you only have one book. It's a standalone novel. You give it away for free. That your people get it for free and they don't buy it. It can work if you do it for a short period of time, but it works much better if you actually make it permanently free long term. This episode is Novel Marketing is brought to you by My Book Table. A little bit of background behind my book table. My book table is a plugin that my company, Author Media, developed. We used to build author websites. That was our core business. And one of the most frustrating things about building author websites, which is what we did every day, all day long, every day, was that adding book pages was a real hassle and making them look good was really difficult. It was a whole lot of work. And we were losing money in building websites because the book pages were so time consuming. So we built a tool to use internally to help us make better author websites faster. And eventually we thought, you know, it's wrong for us to keep this to ourselves. It's so helpful. We put it on Kickstarter to see if people would be interested. We tried to raise a couple $1,000s on Kickstarter. We ended up raising over $10,000 on Kickstarter. People were very excited about the plugin, and it's gone on to become the number one bookstore plugin on for WordPress. And we no longer build websites; we just do my book table. So it's become bigger than our whole previous business in a sense. And so we have a free version. It's got 90% of the features for free. You can play around with it, see if you like it. If you want to use your own affiliate links and a few other pro features, you can pay some money for that. And that's how we, you know, that's how I pay my employees, is with the money that you buy. And you can get 10% off of my book table if you use the coupon code NOVELMARKETING. You can find out more about that at mybooktable.com. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Thomas Umstead Jr. and the ghost of James L. Rubart, who hopefully will be back next time with a new shiny voice on the Novel Marketing Podcast, giving you novel ideas on how to promote yourself and your writing offline, online, and everywhere in between. Thanks for listening.